This is Fantasy Football Friday with Ty Richardson.
Welcome into the first edition of Fantasy Football Friday. I'm your host, Ty Richardson, and we've got a fantastic guest for you to start off this season. It is Mike Clay, NFL writer and analyst for ESPN. Mike, thanks for making some time for us, man.
Yeah, happy to be here. I can't believe it. We're just a few days away from the start of another football season. It's been kind of an odd off-season, obviously, but we've been working hard the whole time, getting everybody ready to go, whether you're in an advanced league, new to fantasy football, we're ready to roll. So if you're just jumping back in, getting a late start this year, head over to ESPN.com and get signed up.
Or the ESPN Fantasy Football app. And Mike, even for first-timers, they have you as a resource, man. If they don't know what they're doing, you're an expert. You know what you're talking about, whether it's you, Matthew Berry, Field Yates, Daniel Dopp. I mean, ESPN just has this slew, this arsenal of fantastic fantasy football analysts. And even if they're first-time people, they can still have a chance to win it all this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, look, we early on in drafts, it's hard to mess that up, right? You just follow the board, take those guys, that kind of lead the cheat sheet. And then you have to get a little bit more creative as you go on and adjust to what's happening in the draft. But we have all that covered, right? We have, deep cheat sheets. We have our content. I have my ultimate draft board article over at ESPN Plus, where I go round by round through my strategy. And I'll tell you the guys to target, tell you what to do, how to shake things up here in 2020, what the best strategy is. So, but yeah, we're good to go. We got our batch of sleepers. We got our safer guys. We have our risky players, and it's just another season. Even though it was an odd off season, again, we've still been grinding away, and we're ready to roll.
You can follow Mike on Twitter at MikeClayNFL. Mike, Aaron Rodgers has been one of the more polarizing conversations this year. They had a lot of success under LaFleur running the football. What kind of fantasy production are you expecting from number 12 this upcoming season?
Not much. I mean, he was not a good fantasy quarterback last season, and they want to run the football more. And not to mention they didn't give him much help, right? You would think a team that was right there at a chance to make a run for a Super Bowl appearance would kind of grind away that next offseason, try to find more pieces and make another Super Bowl run. But what did they do? They drafted their future quarterback and a backup, a guy that's going to start third string at quarterback in Jordan Love. They took a fullback, essentially, a fullback slash tight end, and they took what's going to start out as a third string running back in A.J. Dillon. So they didn't really help his cause much in the offseason. They committed to the run, and again, he's been in the past a superstar. I get it, but that has not been the case as of late. Last season, ninth in fantasy points despite appearing in every game, and he was eighth in pass attempts. So the high-end production, the efficiency has not been there. His fantasy point total was even misleading last season. He didn't have a lot of top 10 finishes. It was just a matter of him staying upright for the whole season. So not a big fan of Rodgers. He's outside my top 10. I think you could certainly find 10 or 12 better starters.
Mike, speaking of quarterbacks, Cam Newton announced as the Patriots starter today. Not really a surprise. I got Cam as the last pick in my fantasy football draft. Dak is my other quarterback. What kind of production can I expect from Cam Newton on the Patriots this season?
I think it's going to be pretty good. I mean, remember, he's a guy that does a ton with his legs, and that is super important in fantasy football. That's still going to be the case in New England. We didn't see it early last season because he was injured, right? And he ended up on IR after just a couple of weeks. But the season prior, still was terrific with his legs, added a lot of value that way. But had his best passing season as well, right? He was more conservative. His completion rate was the best of his career by far. And, I think we're going to see that in New England. They don't have a great supporting cast in terms of weapons around him, but he didn't always have that in Carolina either. And, they have a situation here where he could be a conservative passer like he was in that final season, and much like Tom Brady was the past couple of years. So I think it's a good setup. I think it's a good sign that there's no question who the starter is. He didn't come in and kind of struggle and, maybe to be Jared Stidham or someone, they'd have to find someone else. He came in, he took control, and he's a clear starter. And I think that's a sign that he's probably healthy and ready to go for another strong fantasy season. So for me, right around a top 15 play, but there's some upside there. He's the real deal, and he's back, and that offense is better than we think. He could certainly jump back into that every week QB1 discussion.
One of the biggest pickups in the last 24 hours, Leonard Fournette ending up in Tampa Bay with Tom Brady. What kind of offense overall are we going to see in Tampa Bay?
I like Brady a lot. He's been one of my favorite targets in fantasy this season. And, kind of like Aaron Rodgers, actually. He hasn't been great in fantasy the past couple of years, but I think he moves now to a situation where it'll help him get back on track. whereas he didn't have a great supporting cast, as I just mentioned, in New England, and was very conservative the past couple of years. He's going to Tampa Bay now, where it's Bruce Arians' offense. And you look at his past 11 offenses, well, all of them were top 10 in average depth of throw. So that means he's going to be vertical. He's going to push the ball downfield. Almost all of those offenses, 9 out of the 11, were in the top 4. So even with Tom Brady, now 43 years old, coming off a couple more, you know, more conservative seasons than usual, I think he's going to kind of bounce back and push the ball downfield and maybe have a, you know, a big season, kind of like Peyton Manning did. Remember when he came back in Denver, had that huge season. I'm not going to say to that extent. I would never project that, but certainly could see him getting back to 30 plus touchdowns, pushing for 4,500 yards, maybe add a couple rushing touchdowns. I could certainly see that happening. And if that's the case, he's going to easily be a top 10, maybe even push for a top 5 fantasy football season.
Mike Clay with us, NFL writer and analyst for ESPN on Fantasy Football Friday. And I'm kind of banking on that, Mike. I drafted Mike Evans, didn't draft Brady, but I have Evans. What kind of relationship and connection can they form down there in Tampa Bay?
I think it'll be great. I mean, you have Chris Godwin, who was one of the best receivers in the league last season with the ball in his hands after the catch. You have Mike Evans, who's one of the biggest wide receivers in the NFL, who has certainly been crazy productive since he's been in the league, and we know he's going to be very busy near the goal line, actually leads the NFL in end zone targets since he was drafted. And we've also seen Brady throughout his career have success with downfield threats. So, you know, that's not going to be new, even though he hasn't really had that the past couple of years. You have Rob Gronkowski back in this offense. He obviously adds the vertical element down the seam. O.J. Howard, same kind of thing. Cameron Brate, a third option at tight end. And, of course, you mentioned Leonard Fournette joins backfield with Ronald Jones, LeSean McCoy. Maybe Keyshawn Vaughn at some point gets in the mix of third-round pick from this season. It's an average, maybe a slightly below-average offensive line, but all in all, it's a very highly skilled offense. I think it will be one of the best in the league. And you know what? With all the eyes on the offense, you know, so much attention, so much hype, it doesn't cost you a lot in fantasy. You know, you just mentioned you've had some shares of Tom Brady. You know, the backfield is going to be by committee, so maybe not super intriguing. But, you know, even Mike Evans has fallen to the third round at times. Rob Gronkowski, you can get in the double-digit rounds. I mean, this offense, you can get a lot of pieces to it, stack it together a little bit. And if it pans out, which I think it will, it's going to pay off in fantasy.
Mike, one of my good friends is an Oklahoma Sooners fan, and he was ecstatic to see CeeDee Lamb end up in Dallas. What are your thoughts on what the rookie wide receiver can do for Jerry Jones and company this year?
I think he'll make an instant impact. You know, last season, the Cowboys led the NFL in offensive yards, okay? So that was before CeeDee Lamb was there. And you might be wondering, well, okay, but you have Amari Cooper and you have Michael Gallup. Well, two things. First of all, Cooper and Gallup were both top 5 fantasy receivers during the weeks they played together with Randall Cobb. When all three of those guys played and were healthy, they were both top 5 fantasy receivers, and Randall Cobb was 31st. So, you know, I think if you take a guy in the middle of the first round in CeeDee Lamb, perhaps the best receiver in this class, you expect him to be better than Randall Cobb. So you have that. And then the second part is Mike McCarthy is the new head coach. You know, traditionally he has been pass heavy. That was the case with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. And he also was by far number one in the league in using 3 wide receiver sets, which is key, of course, with Cooper, Gallup, and Lamb starting to play pretty significant roles. So I think a lot of things set up perfectly for him. I think it's a good fit in this Cowboys offense. And, you know, barring another team where he would have been the clear number one or two, you know, this is a borderline best case scenario. So I like him. I think he's a fine pick in the double-digit rounds. He's not a lock by any means, but he's a guy that if you can get on your bench, that could pay off down the road this season.
Mike, I know you probably do a fantasy lead with Dobb, Yates, Barry, all the guys and gals at ESPN. What is the worst punishment that you or someone else has had to endure losing the league?
Oh, man. I've never put myself in that situation. so I don't know if I have a good one, but I'll tell you what. I'll give a shout-out to my colleague, Matthew Barry, who has a book, The Fantasy Life, and it is just loaded with stories like that. With crazy punishments and that kind of thing. So I definitely recommend picking up a copy of that and enjoying those stories. Matthew tweets about them all the time, puts them on his Instagram and stuff and covers that. So that's kind of his department. I don't want to step on his toes too much. I don't know if I have a great story off the top of my head, but you can definitely find quite a few in that book.
I brought that up because I want you to listen to our punishment. The loser of the Manawatt County Bums League this season has to complete the Joey Chestnut Challenge. 76 hot dogs in a week. And if you fail the first week, you got to try again the next week. And if you fail the second week, Mike, you're kicked out of the league. What do you think of that punishment?
Man, that's excessive. See, I don't know. I'm not a big hot dog guy. I know that's maybe a crazy thing to say, but I might be able to do like 76 slices of pizza or something like that, or tacos or something like that. That actually would be a fun one for me, but hot dogs, I don't know if I could deal with that. But listen, I like to eat food like the next guy, so a food punishment, that sounds pretty good to me on the whole.
Mike Clay, NFL writer and analyst for ESPN. You can follow him on Twitter for great fantasy football and just NFL knowledge overall, at Mike Clay NFL. Mike, thanks so much for making some time for us on Fantasy Football Friday, man.
You got it. Anytime. Take care.
For show. I'm getting that for show.
New fantasy football interviews every Friday on HitThatLine.com.